Hello, beloved. This is Apostle William Talbot Broaddus coming to you again, as we have done so in the past. Again, thank God for our beloved brother, Melvin Slade, who's doing a wonderful job bringing the messages of Christ to people all around the world. This is the week that we celebrate the anticipation of the coming of Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. And so in keeping with the Advent season, I want you to look at what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I like that passage because that passage says, unto us. Isaiah was a prophet during the time when the original nation of Israel had been divided into two kingdoms. Israel in the north and Judah in the south. The northern kingdom had sinned greatly against God. And the southern kingdom was headed in the same direction, perverting justice, oppressing the poor, turning from God to idols, and looking for military aid from pagan nations rather than from God. Isaiah came primarily as a prophet to Judah, but his message was also for the northern kingdom. Sometime Israel, the name, refers to both kingdoms. Isaiah lived to see the destruction and captivity of the northern kingdom in 722 BC. Thus, his ministry began with warning the northern kingdom. During the 60-year ministry of Isaiah, he served God under both godly and ungodly rulers. One of the wicked rulers was Ahaz, who even sacrificed to the pagan gods of surrounding nations. Yet it was during the rule of Ahaz that one of the most powerful of Isaiah's great promised prophecies was uttered. It was to this king who had turned away from the Lord, and who in this represents all of humankind, that Isaiah was sent with a clear promise that one day God himself would take on human form, that one day a virgin would have a child, and he would be the very Son of God. It is against the background of Judah's sin, and despite the dark warnings of judgment, Isaiah was commissioned to bear the promise of Emmanuel shone through the ages as a bright, eternal hope. There are four things we want to glean from God's message to us during this Advent season as we celebrate the anticipation of the birth of the Christ child. Unto us is given an ordinary package that comes from an ordinary source. Unto us is given a one-of-a-kind gift. Unto us is given strength. And unto us is given a name, personality. What is it that the world really needs? Trouble everywhere we turn. Violence in the Middle East. Terrorist attacks and threats. People are being beheaded. What is it that this world needs? Well, unto us is given an ordinary package that came from an ordinary source. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." There would have been nothing spectacular about Mary and Joseph having a son if Isaiah's words were merely, "For unto us a child is born." What significant would the birth of a child be to the world unless there was something unique about the birth? Babies had been born from the time God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and replenish the earth. Remember, God had created all things first. He created everything before he created man. Man was the last on his creative agenda. And he told man, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth." That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. But remember, he said in verse 26, "Let us make man." So in the natural scheme of things, the birth of a son to Mary and Joseph could have been exciting to them if the child was brought forth according to their laws and customs. But it had to be more profound than having another child to be born into this world. To achieve great things, even to have an impact on civilization, and then die to only be remembered as a great historical figure. The birth of Christ in its natural view produced an ordinary package in the bodily form of an infant baby. Unless someone had supernatural insight, the birth of Christ, as far as Mary's delivery is concerned, produced an ordinary looking infant. The baby Jesus had all the characteristics of a normal child. He had the normal human bodily package: head, neck, chest, legs, arm, feet. He had a nose, ears, eyes, lips, tongue, fingers, and toes. He had the packaging of a normal baby at the time of his delivery into the world. But this ordinary package came from an extraordinary source. Remember the dilemma Joseph found himself in when he received the news of Mary's pregnancy. Read for yourself Matthew 1, verses 18 through 20, where it says that the birth of Christ was as follows. After Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, in other words, before they had sex, he was found with child of the Holy Spirit. You got to understand that that was a dilemma for Joseph, because the Bible said that he was a just man, and he wanted to make her, he didn't want to make her a public example. He wanted to put her away secretly. But while he thought those things, hallelujah, the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Well, as soon as Joseph awakened from this dream, he obeyed. He violated all customs by immediately taking Mary into his home, rather than waiting till the 1 year time period of betrothal had passed. Joseph was probably thinking of what would be best for Mary in her condition. He brought her home and began to care and provide for her. I want you to know, unto us is given an ordinary package that came from an extraordinary source. The ordinary package was Mary's child, but the extraordinary source of this package was the Holy Spirit. When Isaiah said unto us, a child is born, his view was beyond the childbirth packaging. The package of Mary's child may be the same, but the inspiration of that package is not the same. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. As the angel told Joseph, the Holy Spirit is the extraordinary source that produced an ordinary package. It takes male sperm to fertilize the female egg that will bring about the conception of a child in the mother's womb. But in the case of Mary's conceiving a child, human sperm would not be a factor. The fertilization would be done by the Holy Spirit. At birth, the child will have all the appearance of being sperm fertilized. But in his earthly mission, it will be evident that Jesus may have come in an ordinary package, but the fulfillment of his mission will reveal that he came from an extraordinary source. For unto us a child is born. He may look like an ordinary baby, but his source is extraordinary. Unto us is given a one-of-a-kind gift. Unto us is given a son. This ordinary package that came from an extraordinary source was a one-of-a-kind gift. This gift can never be duplicated. The birth can never be repeated. This happened one time and one time alone. So Isaiah saw before this happened that this birth would be a one-time event, never to be repeated again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. To those who have sat in darkness, there is a one of a kind gift given to the world. There is a word in the Greek text called kenosis, the act of Christ in emptying himself of the form of God, taking on the form of a servant and suffering death on the cross. Kenosis is a one-time occurrence. There is only one gift given that can satisfactorily accomplish the cost for man's redemption from spiritual and physical death. This is the gift that was given on the first Christmas morning. According to the kenotic theory, when the Son of God was incarnated as Jesus of Nazareth, he emptied himself of some of his divine attributes. Example, omnipotence, omniscient, omnipresent, and he lived for a period on earth within the limits of the human sphere of human existence. Jesus retained other divine attributes according to the kenotic. For example, he retained his holiness, he retained his love, and he retained his righteousness. That's why Paul wrote to the Philippian church, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah, somebody. This is a one-time gift. You must accept it or reject it. There is no need in looking for a savior in any other. There is only one Lord. There is only one faith. There is only, hallelujah, there is only one. And I came by to tell you, during this Advent season, the one is Jesus Christ. You can't look for salvation in any other. There is salvation in only one, and his name is Jesus. Unto us is given, unto us a son is born. Hallelujah, somebody. My time is up, but I want to remind you that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He has risen, but he is Lord. And I hope that you would accept this Lord as your Savior today, because unto us we have the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. unto us, yes, he was born. Unto us, yes, he died. Unto us, hallelujah. Not only was he born, not only did he die, but early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave and proclaimed to a dying world that all power of heaven and earth is in my hand. Ain't that good news? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him. Come to him. It's not about a tree. It's not about a gift under the tree, but it's about what Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, is our prayer.